Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him, and worship Him. You're at the right place. So let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Let's be glad. Let's rejoice. Well, I'm not preaching. My job this morning is to welcome you. It's to welcome you to the house of the Lord. It's always good to see you. Did you all have a great week this week? Yes, yes.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's been good for me. I'm alive. I'm here. I have to give God thanks for that.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see you all in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Even though some of you are not smiling, but that's okay. You'll smile later.
Yeah.
I love you guys. It's good to see you. Welcome to Imani.
Praise the Lord once again. It's always a privilege to be in the house of the Lord with the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I know that God has something special in store for us today. God is here. And Pastor Kurt is here. So I'm set. Amen. We would like to welcome Pastor Kurt D. King here today. We praise the Lord for him. And I guess now is as good time as of any other to introduce our speaker, because this will be like the last time, because after this, he's family now. But just in case some of you don't know who he is, he was born in Brooklyn, New York. And he grew up in all over the place. He grew up in Trinidad. He grew up in California, in Michigan, Barbados, Dominica. He's touched them all. He's touched them all. But he made his way to Alabama for school, and it was there that I snatched him up. I praise the Lord for Pastor King. He graduated from Oakwood College with a Bachelor in Ministerial Theology. He also has a Master's of Divinity from Andrews University. He also has an MBA from National University. But most of all, he is a true man of God. He has salvation. He has the Holy Spirit. He has integrity. He has so many wonderful gifts that he blesses the body of Christ with. I praise God that he has allowed me to share my life with him. And I praise God for the ministry that God has blessed him with. Can you all join me in praising God for, I call him our bishop. He definitely is a part of this family and the pastoral staff here at Imani Praise Fellowship, and he also is the lead pastor at the Valley Fellowship Church of Seventh-day Adventists. And so we praise God. We will be hearing from him today. He will be doing our sermon, and I'm just so excited. Amen, amen, amen. Before I get too distracted, I want to just remind you all that we are going forward on our knees. Amen? Amen. And every Wednesday we are here. We are here praying and looking for wonderful, miraculous things that will be taking place. And this past Wednesday, we as a church came up with four things that we are asking God to do for us. We are committed to praying for this morning, noon, night, whenever, however. Now, is there anybody who can tell me what those four things are? We're praying for the Holy Spirit. That we will all be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pay off the mortgage in 5 years. Amen. Every single Sabbath, somebody is led to Christ as a result of the ministry here at Imani Praise. And one more thing. Faith so much that there is no doubt, not an inkling of doubt. Now, this is in the bulletin. I want you all to get it. I need you to get it in you. I'm going to be asking you at random times. I might call you and say, now, what are we praying for? Because we need this to be in us so that we can continue to pray to God for this. He said that if we pray if we seek him, that he would indeed answer. And I believe in God that he will. Amen? Amen. As you see on the screen, it says Born Identity. This is our next sermon series, Who You Are in Christ. We are going to be talking about who we are in Christ. God has hooked us up with some awesome things, some power, and some new identities, and many of us don't know it. Many of us don't know the power that we have. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to be learning about our born identity. Because we're born again in Christ, we have a new identity, and we have power. We have all kinds of wonderful things. Amen? Amen. Amen. So this is where we're going throughout the year. We're always going forward on our knees. But one, we're going to, one, educate. We are going to educate ourselves on who we are in Christ. We're going to educate ourselves on what we believe. Amen? Amen. And then after we educate, we're going to activate. Because we have to act on those things we have learned. And so God is going to fill us with his spirit. He's going to fill us with faith. He is going to bring souls as a result of this ministry, and we are going to go into the highways and byways and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? But before you go, I want to make sure you know who you are before you try to tell other people about somebody. Amen? Amen. We'll talk about, next week we'll be talking about what happens when you don't know who you are. Yeah, so y'all don't want to miss that. Bring your mama, bring your friends, bring everybody. Also, this evening, we will be having business meeting. It's a very important business meeting, and we would love everybody to be there. We will be talking about some business things. We will be talking about the budget. We will also be talking, most importantly, about ministry and outreach. And so this is something that we want everybody to be a part of, so please make sure that you are here this evening at 7 o'clock. Also, at the close of service, there are many of you. Raise your hand if you took a picture about 2 weeks ago, a Polaroid picture for the Polaroid prayers. See, I only see a few hands. That's why we have to do it all over again, because y'all didn't do it the first time. So after service, we need you all, if you have not taken your picture, see Josh. He will be right outside with a Polaroid camera. We want you to take your picture. What is the picture for? This picture is going onto the prayer wall. I'm telling you, you do not want to not be on the prayer wall. Because when me and Jesus meet, you want your name to come up. And so I invite all of you to make sure that you get your Polaroid for our Polaroid prayers. We're taking our Polaroid pictures. And one of the most exciting things that will be taking place today, we have a baptism today. Amen. I am very excited, and I am looking for Sheena. Sheena, would you come up, please? Sheena is getting baptized today. And we are praising God for what God is doing in her life. Amen. And she is so excited about what God is doing in her life and about the ministry here at Imani Praise. And we're just praising God. Now, we have gone over the vows, but I'm going to ask you a few of them right now. And then after that, we are going to take a hallelujah vote. Amen. To accept her into membership here. And so, Sheena, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, and do you desire to live your life in a saving relationship with him? Amen. Do you accept the teachings of the Bible as expressed in the Statement of Fundamental Beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and do you pledge by God's grace to live your life in harmony with these teachings? And do you desire to be baptized as a public expression of your belief in Jesus Christ, to be accepted into the fellowship of Seventh-day Adventists, and to support this church and its mission as a faithful steward by your personal influence, tithes and offerings, and life of service? Amen. You all have heard her desire. And a motion is in order to accept her as a member here at Imani Praise. Member of the choir and the church. Amen. It's been moved. Is there a second? All in favor say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to call up all of the elders, deacons, deaconesses, pastors. We want to have a very special prayer for her. And so we invite you all to come up. The rest of the church family stand, and you all just put your hands towards her as we're going to pray for her as she begins this new journey in Christ. Amen. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we thank you for what you are doing in the life of Sheena. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the many blessings that you have blessed her with. We thank you for where you have brought her from, oh God, and what you have been doing in her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you would fill her with your power and that you would fill her with the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would order her steps, oh God. I pray that you would be the God that keeps her from falling. Put a hedge about her, oh God. You said that your sheep are yours and nobody can pluck them from your hand. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would protect her, keep her, and activate her for service in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you and we bless you and we praise you, oh God, for what you are doing and what you are going to do in her life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now is the time for prayer. And there's so much power in prayer when we come together. And so at this time, if you have a burden, if you have a care, if you have something that you want to give to God, I invite you to get out of your seat and join us down front as we go to God in prayer together. For those of you who are choosing to remain in your seat, we're asked that you would stand with us as we go to God in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we bless you in this place. Father, we ask that you would move mightily in this place. Oh God, we come giving you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Oh God, we bless you, for you alone are worthy. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would fill this place with your presence. Oh God, I ask that you would not only fill the walls, but you would fill our hearts, you would fill our minds, that you would fill us, oh God, with the presence and power of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, there are many who are coming down, standing around this altar, oh God, because we have some things going on in our lives, and Lord, we don't want to struggle with them anymore. We don't want to fight with them anymore. We don't want to cry over them anymore. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the place where our problems switch shoulders. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you our problems. We give you our cares. We give you everything. You said, cast your cares upon me because you care for us. And so, God, you can have them. God, we give you our families. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move mightily in our families, oh God. I ask that you would be with husbands and wives, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would tear down middle walls of separation, oh God. Lord, I pray that whatever is between them, that you would move it out. For you said in your word, what God has joined together, let no one, let nothing tear asunder. Heavenly Father, Lord, we lay our children at your feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would keep them, that you would protect them, that you would lead them, that you would guide them, oh God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that they would not fall prey to peer pressure, but that they would feel the pressure and the unction of the Holy Ghost, and that they would move according to that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak destiny over our children. We speak prosperity over our children. Sickness and disease will be far from them. Rebellion and disobedience will be far from them, oh God. But goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their lives. Heavenly Father, save our children. Keep our children. Use our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, many of us lay our job situations at your feet. Lord, some of us need jobs. Some of us have problems on our jobs. Lord, whatever it is, we give it to you. You are the God that said you would establish the work of our hands. You are the God who said that you would command the blessing on whatever our hand finds to do. And so in the name of Jesus, we lay our career choices, we lay our job situation, we lay our bosses and co-workers, we lay our unemployment checks. Lord, we lay it all at your feet. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would be with those things that we don't like to talk about. Lord, those situations that cause us to cry at night, those things that mess with our minds and our hearts, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would take away all of that anxiety, oh God, and allow us to have the peace that passes all understanding. Heavenly Father, there are some people under the sound of my voice who need you, who have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would speak to them, that you would move on them, that you would move in them, oh God, so that when the call is made, they will decide to follow you, and they will know that that is the best decision they can make in their lives. As Pastor Kirk preaches, oh God, fill him with the power and fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, I ask that you would touch his lips, oh God, and allow them to pour forth your words, oh God. Touch our ears, oh God, and help them to be tuned to your lips, oh God. We bind the spirit of distraction. We bind anything that will pull us away from what you are speaking, oh God. And in the name of Jesus, we loose healing. We loose deliverance. We loose your word to do what it's supposed to do in our lives. And Father, when all is said and done, we promise that we'll give you all the praise, all of the glory, and the honor. For you alone are worthy. And it's in the worthy name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath, church.
Happy Sabbath.
The topic of our story today is A Night Among Lions. And our key text is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. And it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Can we say it together?
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Ephesians 6, verse 1. Respect. Anything else?
Not be rude to your kids.
Not be rude? Okay. Yes?
Don't be nice, and if you don't be mean
and be nice to others.
Okay, don't be mean and be nice to others. Okay, all right. Now this story is about Daniel. And I'm sure he had parents like each of us did. And you know what his parents taught him? Any idea what his parents taught him? Right, like you're learning about Jesus today. Okay, so Daniel, he was obedient. His parents taught him to obey, and his parents also taught him to love and pray to Jesus. Taught him to love the Lord, and he believed in praying to Jesus. Now, there were some princes and presidents and princes who thought that Daniel was favorite. They believed that, you know, the king was King Darius at that time. He was treating Daniel as a favorite person. He made Daniel the head of them all. So they didn't like that about Daniel. So one day, they went to the king and they decided, King, can you pass a law that allows all the people of this land to pray to you only or to believe in you, not to pray to anyone else except you? And the king thought for a moment and he agreed. So he passed this law asking everyone to just pray to him for 30 days. They should pray to him, not pray to any other god, not believe in anyone else for 30 days except the king himself. How do you think that made Daniel feel? Do you think Daniel was happy? Do you think Daniel would be obedient to the king or to be obedient to his parents or to God? To God, right. Daniel was obedient to God because Daniel knew that God said we should worship the Lord only. Okay, we should not believe in man, but we should believe in God only. So Daniel continued to pray to God. So he knelt in his room with his windows wide open and he prayed 3 times per day like he used to pray. When the president and the princess saw him praying, they were not amused. They said, okay, now is the time. We got to take Daniel in. Let the king realize that he's disobedient. So they took him to the king. And the king said, Daniel, you disobeyed me. He was not happy that Daniel disobeyed because he really liked Daniel. But because he made the law that anyone who worshiped anybody else except him would be placed in the lion's den, then he had to carry out his word. So he asked the people, he asked the president to put Daniel into the lion's den. Do you think he was happy? No, he wasn't happy. So the king put Daniel in the lion's den, but he went home and he prayed. The king actually prayed and fasted for the whole night. He couldn't sleep. He prayed and asked that God deliver him. And in the morning, early in the morning, the king went back to the lion's den because he wanted to see if the lions actually ate Daniel. And you know what happened when he went back to the lions then in the morning? Can anyone tell me? Yes?
He was still alive?
He was still alive? Yes, Daniel was still alive. Because of his obedience to God, God delivered him from the lions throughout the night. And the king decided that all these men that wanted Daniel to be placed in the lion's den, he would place them into the lion's den. So he took Daniel out and put those men in the lion's den. And what do you think happened?
The lions liked it.
The lions liked it. Okay, the lions had a feast. All those men who were disobedient, the lions ate them. Okay? So this story is telling us today that we need to be
obedient.
Okay. And not just obedient to everybody, but obedient when it is? Obedient when it is what God wants us to do, right? Okay. Let us stand for prayer. Do you remember what your text was? Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Anyone would like to pray for us today? Okay.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, please help us to have a great day. Please please help the sermon to be good, and please help us to be great to our parents and obey them in Jesus' name.